Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We are lucky to have with us on the Women's Forum today, Sizwile Nyamande, one of the 30 young Zimbabweans who are in the United States for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, also known as YALI. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Sizwile.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. I'm glad to be joining you today. I'm Sizwile Nyamande, born and bred in Bulawayo, and then I moved to Victoria Falls in 2006, where I started off my career mainly as an environmentalist and a community development worker. I work for a local NGO called Environment Africa, where I currently lead the team that is in Wange District. My work focuses on environmental management, community development, especially rural livelihoods, youth participation, child protection, and women empowerment.
What are you hoping to gain from this experience as a young woman who's also involved in doing environmental work in Zimbabwe?
My take home from this experience is that, firstly, I should be able to have established relationships and networks that will strengthen my work as a young female leader. I'm also expecting that from the sharing of ideas with fellows from Africa and the people that I'm meeting through the Arizona State University, I'll be able to also consolidate my efforts in my community, where my passion is also to look at issues of education provision, especially the rural girl child.
You were telling us that you're currently based at Arizona State University. Comparing with what you saw in Zimbabwe, what would you say has been your biggest surprise after coming here?
I must admit, firstly, I was a bit touched at the contrast that is there between the universities back home and the universities that I've seen here. I did both my bachelor's and my master's at NASS, and I just had to go back 2 years ago when I was at NASS. And for me, I just looked at, in terms of the services that the university is offering this side, I'm seeing a big difference with universities that I've seen back home, especially my comparison was largely the NASS, because that is where I've been. For me, I've also been challenged and inspired. We have two fellows who are visually impaired, and for me, the fact that the university is able to assist them, they have no constraints in terms of mobility, they have no constraints in terms of participation, just like any one of us. They are able to use the laptops, they are able to use the elevators, they are able to move around and pick that this is who I am, this is what I want to go. So for me, even the level of disability mainstreaming that I've seen at the university has been an eye-opener, really. And it has challenged me to realize that, okay, there are some things that you may look at maybe and think this is a small thing, but to someone it makes a difference, a very huge one for that matter.
How long are you here for? And there will be a big meeting here in Washington where you are expected to meet with President Barack Obama and also other fellows from Zimbabwe converging here in Washington. Tell us a little bit about that experience. How are you preparing for it?
For me personally, this is truly a humbling experience. I never in my wildest dreams ever thought I would share in the same room, the same space with the President of America one day. So for me, it's really been humbling. It's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I must mention that already we are on a path to prepare for those sessions. We are preparing ourselves in terms of the discussions that we will engage in terms of the talks that we will engage in. And that kind of preparation also has made me realize as a person, as a leader, you know, there is power in what you say. There is power in your conduct. If I am to quote from former South African President Nelson Mandela, that leadership is not positional. It is actually behavioral. I'm also excited because I'm meeting him on my birthday, and which also happens to be his birthday. So for me, that is also exciting. I'm saying, this is my birthday present. I get to meet one of the world's icons.
Wow. Well, that's really inspiring to hear, Sizwile. Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Sizwile Nyamande, one of the 30 young Zimbabweans who are in the United States for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Okay, thank you so much once again, Marvelous. And I hope my being here on this program will inspire someone out there to see that an ordinary person in my community, really. And for me being on this platform, I think someone out there will get the message that, look, some things can be achieved. if you dream big and you go after your dream, you can achieve it.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.